Session number 24692, Reel 5.
Mr. Green, Reel 5.
Yeah.
You're talking about Germany and at the prisoner of war camp.
Yes.
Did you see or were you involved in looking for any SS and Gestapo?
Well, I wasn't involved. I think they'd all been well interrogated before we took over. Some of the Germans used to work in our barracks. They would come and do things, do the jobs, keep the place clean. Some of them quite handy with their hands and all. Coming on Christmas, they used to make toys and things like that. Like, and they used to give them to used to give them some of the lads to send home. Quite frankly, some of them were really good. Some of the Germans got on well with them. The only people I found a bit arrogant, we were at Cuxhaven, and we done guard on a fish quay at Cuxhaven. Of course, we come across a lot of the naval people. They seemed to be the most arrogant of the lot of them. Well, they didn't surrender. They were the last to bloody surrender, if I can remember rightly.
And these were naval men, did you say?
Yeah. And
they were pretty docile, though, everyone else.
No, they were all right. We had no trouble at all. We had no trouble at all with them. And, I mean, the cooks out in the fish quay, early morning, loads of men going into work. You just have to show a pass, check the passes as they went in. But there was no problems. We never had any trouble at all. You stink of bloody fish, it did a place.
How did you relax then when you were off duty?
Well, the best way you could, really. Going in town and have a walk around, most nine times out of ten, we didn't know any places to go. When in this, just to get where we were at, when this was like a dance going on, so we went in, about half a dozen of them. Well, as I said, it was in Cuxhaven, and they're all in naval. A lot of them in uniform, still in uniform, and because we didn't get up to dance, we didn't stay there that long because there was far too many for us. And but the time we were there, there was nothing said. There was everybody just looking at us, So anyway, we come out and made our way. I think it was Osterode where I got in touch when I first got in touch with the Americans, and they were very good to us. Very good. We used to go there and feed off them. Pretty hell, the food they used to get. Used to go to their PX called, and get cigarettes cheap and things,
Did you get on well with them?
Yeah, we did.
What about the black market? Did you see that operating?
In Germany? No, I didn't. No. I think that's a part of everyday life in Germany, and at that moment in time, we didn't have much part of it. Same as in England, the black market in England. You only come across that. Most of it was down the south. Not a lot of it around this area. Probably there was some going on if you're in the know,
The first few weeks and months of the peace must have been a pretty hard time. The Germans must have been in quite a bad state.
Well, I should imagine so. Yeah, I don't think we thought of them as what they were suffering from and out like that. We only knew that we bloody beat them, and that would, But I don't think any of the blokes I was with sort of gloated on it, if you know what I mean. I think they went out the way Well, we've got the booklet. We all got the booklet. You give it no fraternising and all this, and tell you how to approach the Germans and this, that, and the other. And as I said, some of them are very good. Some of the young lads that I spoke to were really good. I spoke to one lad, so, you know, your phrase booking. So I says to Vogenzi, Fräulein, I says, I'm going home. Oh, I said, right. I says, good night. She took my breath away, you know. She speak perfect English. Yeah, God. Yeah.
I suppose they were more very pleased that the English had taken them around the Russians.
Yes. But you know, it's funny you're talking and things happen. My daughter, around about 1970, decided to go and work in Australia. She went for a 3 year, her and two or three mates. And she was coming home. She don't meet Dad, I'll be on my way home. The next thing, I got a letter. I'm not coming home. She'd met this bloke. Oh, they call him Colfer. Klaus Colfer. And his father, Hans, was a sergeant in the German army. And I go on famous with Hans, and he used to tell me all the things that was going on, that went on. He was going to the Russian front. He hit an officer. And I just forget what he said he'd done, you know. And anyway, he hit this officer. So the next thing, anybody that was a bit like that, Russian front. Anyway, says the doll went to hell, he says, because they got kicked out of the Russian. And he said, so that had ended that. So he said, it's where I can. He said, he was saying, like, and he said, he said the British made a lot of mistakes. I said, well, everybody did. Everybody did. I said, even Germany made a lot of mistakes. They should have come straight over to England when they chased after Dunkirk. They'd have come straight over. Even if they waited a couple of weeks or a couple of months, we had nothing. We had nothing.
Did you ever meet any of Russians?
No, I didn't. No. No. It was only what we read about the Russian front and the Russian winter, which beat Germany. Yes, excuse me. Blumen tablets to take. They give me a little cough now and again. It goes away.
They're taking it off. You were working without your equipment now. You didn't have any equipment with you.
No, right? We didn't have no equipment. We were just doing guard duties here, there, and then everywhere, you know. I said, at that camp off the road.
Were the quarters that you were in, in these various towns and places you went, were the quarters good?
No, no, right, they were private houses, most of them. Most of them were private houses.
And did that mean that the families in the houses had to go, had to leave? Had to be
well, about that, I do not know. Probably they'd been moved out by the Germans. I don't know. I don't know at all. I don't know. Or whether the English or the British or whoever moved them out. I don't know. There was one bloke said they had a parachute factory there, and there was one bloke living. He was sort of the caretaker of that place. Because we used to go up in the office and messing about with the typewriting letters home, like, you know, and this, that, and the other. And he used to come up and look around, look, see what we were doing, you know. We never really bothered, as long as we weren't doing any harm. And, it's various things.
They weren't denying Hitler and suddenly saying he was a bad man, where they, of course, obviously they glorified him in him for so many years. You didn't come across that, did you?
But, no, I didn't come across that. I think, if you read the history, that Hitler got all the youths on his side. They used to condemn their own mother and father, you know.
Did you get to Berlin at all?
No, I didn't. I round say Hamburg, Minden, Munich. There's a lot of the places I forget where I was at, like, you know.
As the, as you say, the older men, the men that had been in longer, were moving out to De Morb, were you getting any drafts in?
No, none that I know of.
You'd just be running down then, were you?
Yeah, the last place I was at before me De Morb was Cuxhaven. And we were at a barracks, that was a German barracks. And it was a good place, good solid place, and good, everything in it, you know. And that was the last place. That was next to the move to the German. Oh, just forget the name. When we got on board of the trains home, and that was the first time. That was the first time I'd gone over. Was it the first time? Yeah, first time I'd gone over that Bailey Bridge over the road, whatever the hell. And that was a wonderful moment. It'd been strengthened, lots strengthened there by the time we went, but it was a hell of a length. Yeah, just used to go very slowly over that. I remember going through Osnabrück. And the plane, the bloody train had no heating on it. It was bloody freezing. And we made our way down to Cali. They put us in barracks at Cali. All money, German money you had was changed into English money. And that was because when they took over Germany, they put their own, the British on, the Allies put their own money on. I can just see it now, but there were a lot of German money on the road all the time, so the lads had a lot of German money, like, you know. So anyway, when we got, they changed it all, and so we stayed there a couple of days, and then we got on the, all the time I travelled backwards on holiday from the Hook of Holland to England. I was never sick. But I was a bloody tube carrier I was on. I don't know, I might go on one of them again. On them I got on. And have you ever seen or been in a tube car? Oh, bloody hell. You get in the bunk. You get in, if you get on your back, you can't move over because the bloke gets in top of you. There's no bloody room between you. And it's so humid, you know. We were down. I was down where the boat used to start to go like that, which was a long way down. And, you can imagine, loads of bloody men, you know. You can imagine what it's like. And never again. Go for something. I used to go in the, get a train, get your food, toilets. You have toilets on the deck, and the stuff was swilling about all over. You know, God, a mess. And I used to go in and get my stuff done, and I used to eat the lot. I was never sick. But when I was coming to, when I said we would come to Cali, and then they put us on these cross-channel
ferries,
I was sick as a pig. It was starting to roll, you know.
Was this when you were, had they given you a leave before you demobbed?
We just got an ordinary leave. You did get so much leave then.
It was from Germany.
Yeah, you got so much money, you know. So much money.
And of course you came home then. how long would that leave be before you had to go back?
I think it was only about 3 or 4 weeks, like 4 weeks. 4 weeks, I think, yeah. I was on leave when the Japs packed in, and they cancelled our what they call it back straight away. I don't know why that happened. I was in London, and because the lad I come home with, he was in our regiment, Johnny Hearn, and so I said, well, I'll come to London. I'll get a couple of days earlier. I'll stay. He said, stay with us. So I stayed with them. They had a flat, and then we went to go down, and we got it over the radio that that anybody going back to just go back another day. So we celebrated that night in London.
End of the war, wasn't it?
It was right bloody ding dong. I'll tell you that in London that night, we were in this pub, and it was absolutely wild. So I can imagine the people of in London like being like that, because I mean they took a lot. We were going across when we were going down the Belgium coast, and we seen the V2s going up. We seen them going up. No sound from them. Just seen them go up. Another one going. Every so often.
Yeah. Did any of the V2s land amongst you or near you?
No.
So you come back from leave, and you're back in Germany again. How long were you there before you demobbed?
Oh, not long. We went to, as I say, we were at Cuxhaven. Just forget the name of the place. big German. Hanover. Took us to Hanover. Got on the train then through to Cali, and as I say, Cali there you got your money changed and what have you, and then you went across to England, and they took you to it was in London where I went. If it had been demobbed earlier, I went to York, but I went to this demobbed place in London. And got me gear, got demobbed, and they took me uniform, and well, they didn't take me uniform. Got me, put you all in like a big box, you know, cardboard box.
Civilian clothing.
Yeah. Civilian clothing, yeah. I don't know, rubbish and all it was.
What was the process of demob? How did you move through the demob process?
Well, you went to. I just forget what came first. You went through and you got money. You got so I can't.
Was this your gratuity?
I don't know what it was. I can't remember what it was at the time.
Do you remember how much it was?
I can't remember. And then you got a warrant to get home. And then you went down to this store and you picked out what you want: shirt, tie, Trilby. Suit, shoes, socks, vest, your overcoat. I remember that. You could keep your overcoat if you paid 50 pence for it.
That's your army?
Army overcoat, yeah. I can't remember whether we got a macker out. Like, I don't think we did. I don't think we got an overcoat. I can't remember that part. But I don't think we did. I think we just got the bare essentials, you know.
Was it good material, good stuff?
No, it wasn't. It was rubbish. Once or twice on it, looked like a sack. Yeah. They did tell me some of the blokes that had gone earlier, but they got good stuff. So I suppose they had to rush it all out fast as they could. And
did they give you a medical before you left?
I don't think so. No.
And then presumably you'd have your demob leave.
What do you mean?
Did they give you so many weeks' pay, or at the end of it all? I mean, for leave in a sense, so many weeks' leave. Demob, but given so many weeks' leave.
I think we got about 3 weeks' pay, something like that. Didn't get a lot of money. Gratuities, so much gratuity went to you doing, and that You had to wait for that coming through. I think it was about 75 quid that I got. It was quite a bit of money in them days, like, you know.
But, and then, of course, you came home, and what happened to you then?
Well, you finished then.
Were you with your family?
Yeah.
How did you settle down in those early days after the army life? And living in sleeping in tents and whatever.
I think it was easy to settle down because it was so opposite to what you'd been doing for 7 years. And I think, I think it just sort of dropped into it. As I say, you're young in them days, and things don't work. If you're older, then you might have been, you know. But, I mean, when I go to Belgium there now and again, and I see them war graves, have you ever been? And all them young lads that give their life, 18, makes you think.
And what about work? Did you find work easy to get after the war?
Oh, yes, there was plenty of work. You could go from one job, you'd leave one job at 12 o'clock and start another one at 1 o'clock. Yes, it was that good. Yeah.
And what did you do from work?
In work, well, with beyond the war years, I didn't have a trade, so I had to take what was going. But I'd done all right. I didn't do so bad at all.
Have you continued with old comrades' associations and anything of that nature?
No, I haven't. I was out for quite a few years. And funny enough, I mentioned Captain Axtell, and I bumped into him in Stockton. And he says, come up and join the TA. So I did join the TA, and I was in quite a long time. And he left in the meantime. And I enjoyed that. I reached the rank of sergeant, and of course, I was still on radar then, but they had the big caravan things then, you know, I forget the name as they used to call them. And when I look at these plumbing, what do you call these machines we have in the kitchen now? Where was up to there?
You're talking about the equipment.
The equipment we had. The microwave. In these big radars, you have what they call a magnetron, which is in them things. And we used to have to pull in and out the position for travelling when it was going into operation. And we didn't have many people that was interested in the radar. I've seen me go on a site when I was in the TAs and bring one of them into action on my own. Now, you've got to level it. The spirit level's on top. So it was up and down, rocket one side, and get the length right, and then you just rock the two sides. But it was bloody hard work. And I've seen do it on my own, bring it into action on my own. And but it's just so different. And it was when we were travelling with it, and we stopped somewhere for the night, I used to sleep in there. You know, it was good. So,
was there any particular highlights of being in the TA after the war and the years after?
I think it was we just started to have a good time again, you know. And we did have a good time. We had some good lads, some really good lads that, you know, a lot of them has died now, and one or two of them... one lad that was a very good pal of mine, he went to Canada. He was a bricklayer, Kenny, and he wanted me to go. And my wife wouldn't go. She loved a family, like, you know.
What was the name of the unit that you were in? TA.
What the?
The TA unit.
TA.
What was its title?
It was the RA. It was the RA anyway. Yeah. So what? I can't.
How long were you in? You said you were in quite a number of years.
Oh yeah, I was in, and I think it was about around about the '70s when I packed in.
So were you ever involved with not actually going there, but Korea would come along in this time. Were you in the TA then, and were there any?
No, no sign of going there. I would make that.
So there's been quite an enormous change between the work you were doing at the end of the war then with the searchlights and in the 1970s.
It's a pity that they didn't prepare, but they had plenty of warning before the war. It's a pity they didn't prepare something better to go into the war, because we had nothing like what Germany had. I mean, their tanks just blew us off the bloody face in the air.
What was the best times that you got out of the war? What were the best occasions?
Well, I don't know. You can always remember the good times. You can't remember the bad times. And I would say the only thing is that you were away from home. And that was the only thing. Apart from that, you used to have to enjoy yourself as much as you could. As I said, the pay was not very good. So you might have a couple of nights out, lads, and have a couple of nights out, and that was it. That was it. And most people in them days smoked. It was a way of life, wasn't it? Yeah? Have you ever smoked? No.
Are there any bad occasions that in the war, in your war memories, the worst occasions?
The worst occasions was the winters. The winters were the worst. I mean, we're talking about years ago in them days. The telegraph poles, they used to have the telephone wire strung right across the poles right throughout the country. Yorkshire got a snowfall, all the blooming wires were down. So you used to have to run landlines to get some, connection through. That was the only, the winters were bad. The winters were bad, really bad, the winters. Really cold.